TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Kid Rock. It is the 11th of March, 2026. Welcome to Speak Out. Again, I'm in a room full of ladies. How does that work? I don't know. Andrea?
To be around greatness, Paul.
You know, you are the smarter sex. Seriously. Women are smarter than way smarter.
Thank you for the compliment.
I don't mean like intelligence. I mean devious.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, right? All right, welcome to the show, everybody. We're broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Find City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. This is like a converted break room, right? Hey, where do we put Speak Out? There's a room. There
you
go. So the table used to be there. Anyway, I could tell a whole history of this room. But we've got Andrea Hellert, of course, the CEO of the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Area.
Area Chamber.
Very
yes.
important to note.
Yes.
We have Brandy Litsko here from Primerica.
Yes, super excited to be here today.
There you are. Go ahead. Say that again.
Super excited to be here today.
We'll get you a real board op next time. Lacey Cayley, and you'll have to get right up on that mic. Right there. Yeah, why'd you move it? There you go. That one.
Sorry,
can you hear it?
I thought I was using the other microphone.
You're good. No, you can leave it on the table. Just get kind of up in it. There you go. And Lacey Cayley is with the Chamber Foundation for Education and Leadership.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah,
am I missing a joke here?
No.
That's not
just
good.
Watching her scoot up. That's all.
Oh, you're in the timeout chair.
Yes.
That's right. Okay, and then Maddie Larson is also with the Chamber Foundation for Education and Leadership.
Yes, sir. Glad to be part of the class of 2026.
I love that about Gen Zs, right? We're sirs and ma'ams sometimes, and I don't know.
It's respectful.
It is.
There's probably a Gen Zism for that, too.
That's possible.
So, anyway, this is kind of your choreographed bit.
Yeah.
So, choreograph.
Okay.
Do your thing.
Well, so we're here today to talk about quite a few different things. As the chamber, we're really excited to be talking about our upcoming Empower and Elevate Women's Business and Wellness Retreat. It is getting a little bit further into the spring, and so it's just around the corner. It's actually coming up on April 17th through the 19th. It's actually a three-day retreat. We're really excited for the event because it is going to be a jam-packed with a lot of really amazing things for women across the communities. We are trying to invite women both here locally as well as women across the tri-state. So we wanted to give you a really good picture of what was going to happen. Brandy's actually one of our speakers at the event, so we're very excited for her to talk a little bit about financial literacy for female entrepreneurs.
Can I throw in something really quick here?
Yeah.
Because when I read about that, I was really bummed it said for women.
I know.
No, seriously. I used to be the massager every 4 weeks guy. You know, and the health and wellness, and
yeah.
No, I'm just saying, I take a lot of supplements and that sort of thing, and try to clear my mind. Believe it or not, this jumbled mess does get calm at times. But no, that's interesting that you did that for just women.
So if you're not super familiar with the chamber yet, they're back a few years before COVID. We had a women's group, and we used to have an Up with Women seminar that we used to host. And we had a pretty large Up with Women group, and that kind of went away after COVID, and we have been trying to look for ways to serve our female entrepreneurs in the community again for a very long time. When I was talking with different chambers around both the Arizona communities as well as across the nation, being able to support women entrepreneurs both as up-and-coming learners, right, as well as people who are trying to support teams. We wanted to really build something that was both a professional development opportunity, but also a focus on holistically supporting you as you grow, right, professionally, personally, the whole person. And so we really wanted to get back to what we could do for our female entrepreneurs in the community. And so this is what developed out of it, and we didn't want to start small. We wanted to do it right, which is how it turned into this three-day retreat. We're really excited.
And, of course, the networking angle, right?
Yes, of course.
Right.
So do you want me to talk a little bit more about it, or? Yes, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm like, go for it.
Okay,
however you want to do this.
Because
I know you have a lot to get in.
Well, so we want to make sure that everybody who's interested in the event knows exactly kind of what to expect for the event. On Friday, we're going to be kicking it off. We're really excited. We're actually starting with a networking event, as you mentioned. It'll be both networking as well as a fashion show with a lot of the local businesses involved. We're really excited to help them showcase some of the business-friendly attire that we have here locally. I know most people here don't think there's a whole lot of local shopping available. We want to bring some light to some of the local vendors that are there. We also have our first keynote speaker that evening, Mandy Gill, talking about how to build resilience as a woman leader. So there's going to be a lot of stuff there. There's also vendor shopping. We have several vendors that are both attire vendors, but also like massage people, mm-hmm. Aesthetics, things like that, that are all like holistically there to support women. So that's Friday. That event will be 4:30 to 8 o'clock that evening. And then on Saturday, we kick off a lot of the learning. We're going to have yoga in the park early morning so that we can kick everybody off with a lot of healthy movement. And then we're going to host some speed networking, a couple different learning sessions, which are focused on business and leadership, some fun lunch networking, and then we have actual wellness learning sessions in the afternoon. We also have an opportunity for a lot of those ticket holders for headshots. I don't know if for most women professionals, headshots are something you come to eventually, and they are not cheap. So we really wanted to be able to provide an opportunity for the women who didn't have a headshot already to get one.
I feel so left out.
I know.
What the heck?
I am taking note to make sure we build something else.
I don't know how you would do a retreat for men without a bar being involved. Most of the business owners in this community, right? I'm thinking
bourbon and business.
I'm
maybe?
Not. No.
I know. Whoa. See, I just hit it.
You just made a fan next door too, named Tracy.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that'll be what we
not
work
bad.
On for you next
wow,
year.
Wow, you're quick.
Well, then, so we'll have some vendor shopping that afternoon, and then we have a networking event on Saturday, and then on Sunday we have breath work in the morning. So again, starting with wellness. We have a panel discussion. We are highlighting a lot of the nonprofits around the community that are women-focused, led by women, focused on women, to make sure we're highlighting all of the people around the community that are making such a huge impact. And then we'll have our last keynote speaker there as well. I want to highlight the fact that there's so many different, local, regional speakers involved in this. We really wanted to capitalize not just on the national level keynote speakers, but a lot of the amazing women around our community that have so much to share. So some of the people that are going to be joining us for that event, we have our local marketing people from the Chamber in Gully Cavasu, Tanya Pickren and Lee McClintock, are going to be talking about marketing your business. Brandy gets to talk about profit with purpose. We have Jenny Sautner talking about mindfulness and how you can bring calm to all the chaos, because y'all know how much chaos is out there in our lives.
Right.
I know. We are going to be working on a session for working with AI to simplify your business. We have the beautiful women from Mile Markers, Katie Sondrell and Colleen McShay, joining us for building your entrepreneurial mindset. Dr. Linda Marquez-Gedein is going to be speaking to us about the return on investment for your wellness and different aspects of making sure that you can master your mental burnout. Like, it is a real thing for both men and women. Allison Paoli is talking about owning your strengths and building your influence. Dr. Coral Evans is actually joining us. She's coming down from the Capitol to talk about performance and being able to be confident, whether you're on stage or in front of someone else. And then Cindy Azar is coming back from Las Vegas. If you know Cindy, she's local, but she's moved to Vegas, and she's going to be coming back. She actually teaches yoga over at Amalaya as well. And she's talking a little bit about food, mood, and mindset. So we do have wellness partners like 8 Lotus and Amalaya Yoga joining us for some of those wellness opportunities. And just really excited to involve such a large portion of the community.
That's a lot to take in.
I know.
And that's this weekend?
No, it's April 17th.
Because you said Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So it is a Friday. It is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it is April 17th through the 19th. We are going to be cutting off the tickets the week before to make sure we get all of our swag and setup available. So tickets will be on sale through that week just before the 17th. We want to make sure you get an opportunity. We do still have some sponsorships available, and sponsorships actually include like team ticket sales. So if you know you have a group of like 4, 6, 8 women that really want to join in, like talk to your business about making sure that they purchase a sponsorship, because you both get to be marketed, but you also get an opportunity to bring your team with you to those to that event. And some of the people that are supporting the event, our Partnership for Economic Development, the Better Business Bureau, Primerica, Mojave College, Concord General Contracting, Superior Garage Door, and Unisource are among some of the sponsors that are making all of this happen for us.
Okay.
So I'm really, really, really thankful.
Is every lady in this room going to be there?
Yes.
Very good. It wasn't a resounding yes, but it was a yes nonetheless,
well,
right?
You know I got to be there.
I got to be there.
Right,
I know.
Right. What is your favorite part of this event? If you were to put in something that, okay, that has Andrea all over it, what is it?
The women. Like, connections.
Okay.
Honestly, we're building this because we know that women want to connect, women want to learn, women want to build their capacity.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole purpose of the event. So for me, the excitement is bringing all the women into the room and being able to see them learn and grow from those experiences and seeing the connections, because so much of what they're going to get from it is going to become a personal or a professional connection. But the connections between the women in the room are what are also important, because sometimes you build best friends at these types of events.
Right.
You build professional connections, but you really do build like opportunities to have a person by your side that can help support you. So I love it. Like, I'm just excited to be able to build stuff
tell.
Like this.
I can tell.
It's my jam. Like, learning is my jam. You know me, I'm an educator.
It's also a fundraiser, though,
for you.
I thought, wow, this is really ambitious. Oh, it's a fundraiser.
Well,
that's how you operate.
We are a nonprofit.
I get it. That's a great idea. You're outside the box right now.
And people always ask us, like, when we do hold fundraisers, where does the money go? It goes right back into the programs and the benefits that we build, right? Like, one of the things that I get excited about is building something like this. It's a long-term community benefit, right, for the people that live here. But also it allows me to continue to build the chamber itself and to be able to serve. So, like, it could be that additional hours that I get to give that intern. It could be that new position that I'm creating for workforce development. Like, it is building our chamber, and it is building the benefits that we have.
But this is a good time investment for those people that are going to – can you take 1, 2, or 3 days, or do you need to do all three?
Well, I mean, I guess we'll get the feedback.
You look like you hadn't thought of that.
No, well, we did.
Okay.
We wanted it to be an experience.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to build it like a half-day seminar, because even though you take stuff with you from days like that, it just feels so short-lived, and you don't get time to really build the relationships between the people that you're sitting there with. And so we wanted to have that 2-3-day opportunity to, like, come back and debrief and really build some of those relationships and also time to reflect. Like, most people take all the information in, and they don't actually get a chance to even, like, write it down, think about how they're going to implement it or what to do. We wanted to give everybody a chance to both learn, but also just give time for themselves. That's part of the wellness piece of it, right? You just...
Speaking of giving time,
yep.
I want to give time to these three ladies right here, too. And what you heard of this retreat, or when you heard about it, let's start with Primerica, then. We'll start with Brandy. And what part are you looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to, one, the fact that I do get to share financial wellness with people, because that is my passion. I'm a retired teacher also, so that fact of getting to teach. But I think I'm most excited. My daughter, who's an entrepreneur, is coming with me. And what she's going to get to experience from this and learn as she's building her own business and just starting. And like Andrea said, those connections that you get to make, because sometimes when you're building a business, you feel like you're on your own.
Right.
You feel like you're out there on this island. And now you're going to get a chance to hear what other people are going through and
and understand them and know that you have a community behind you. You have people there to support you and help.
And it's a really good point about wellness, though, and financial literacy. I know my 30s and my 60s are two totally different decades. No, I'm just saying I haven't lived the whole decade of being 60 yet.
Right.
But I'm just saying I'm in a much better place because of knowledge.
Right, and that's what I think one of the reasons we started this business was to bring financial wellness to people because it's not being taught. We grow up, we get a paycheck, and it's what do we do with it? Nobody's teaching us what to do with
it. Live till next Friday?
Exactly. That's what a lot of people do.
No.
So it's how do we figure this out, right? Teaching people all the stuff I wish I would have known in my 20s and applied in my 20s instead of waiting till I was in my 40s and 50s.
You'd have a bigger retirement plan, wouldn't
exactly,
you?
Exactly. I would. And it's just providing that education piece to people is
nice.
Really a huge passion for us.
What about you, Maddie? When you saw the announcement for the retreat, ooh, that looks like that's pretty cool.
I think it would be a really cool getaway for the people in the community. Sometimes it gets a little hectic and chaotic when you're running a business. You aren't able to get out of town and take a couple of days for yourself. So I think it's a really cool three-day adventure that you could take.
So a question for Andrea. She makes a really good point. People in the community. I see people in the community, but not so much face-to-face as I do on Orchids and Karens, right? Is there a class to teach people how to not post yet, like type it out and then come back an hour later, read it, and go, you know, maybe I shouldn't post that?
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's called patience and self-sacrifice.
Right. You guys haven't heard that Orchids and Karens yet? You haven't? It means okay. Get it?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, you guys are the, you know, acronym people, right? So let's go ahead and ask Lacey. You've been really quiet, by the way.
I'm over here in my corner.
No, you're not in the corner, but you're in the lowest chair, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's okay. I used to be in the tallest.
What excited you when you saw the itinerary?
Just learning from other leaders in the community, meeting other leaders in the community. I'm a mom and... you know, running a business and being a part of leadership class as well it's really fulfilling. However, sometimes putting myself first is something that I'm working on, and you know, things like this and involving myself with other women that you know, are kind of going through the same thing in life and learning how to take care of myself is that's what I'm excited for.
Nice.
It's the challenge of being a woman.
Yes. Juggling all the things.
Everybody just nodded their
head.
There's a saying you might not have heard, but it's to thine own self be true.
Yes.
Right.
Treat yourself before you start taking care of the rest of the world.
Paul, they're super busy right now planning their event, too. So on top of all the amazing things they're doing for the community, they're also out there building that leadership event. So.
Right. Yeah.
Nice. You guys want to take a short break?
Sure.
Are we at that point?
Yep, and then we can come back and give them a little bit more time.
Perfect.
Great.
Yes. Well, you wanted to talk about your, what was it?
I got everything.
With Primerica.
Primerica wanted to talk a little bit more about her services. I can tell you all about how amazing she is with kids, too, because my boys have already learned from her. I want to give the girls time to talk about their casino night.
So we kind of decided it was not country, but rock and roll today?
Yeah. Classic all right. Rock, sir.
That was kind of weird. I thought you were a country person.
I'm all of the above.
Thanks.
So why am I playing Meatloaf? why do you think? Right?
Classic
it's
rock.
Almost lunch.
Well, I like that. He, him, and hungry are my pronouns. That's perfect. No, Marissa June sends us a classic rock, you know, feature of the day.
Yeah.
And today in 1978, holy cow, I was in eighth grade. Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell starts a 416-week run on the UK Billboard charts.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
And then, of course, came here and MTV exploded and the rest is history and Meatloaf is, well, Meatloaf.
Yeah.
All right. Back with more in a moment. At the bottom of the hour or somewhere-ish. There you go, right? Ish. CEO Ashley Wood from River City's United Way. And, anyway, we will take a short break, come back. You can call in if any of this sounds halfway interesting to you, right?
Yes, sir.
Chamber stuff, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. Or you can text us at 928-727-5566. And we'll be back with more on Speak Out. Stay with us.
I can't tell you that I'm something else.
No, that's funny, because we can make fun of his name all we want, right?
But it caught on.
It did. It's like Jelly Roll. Am I wrong?
Nope. Very
well,
true.
There you go.
That is a perfect example.
Not too bad. I mean, I have my moments, but no. Why Meatloaf? You were saying off the air, and it's like, I don't know.
There has to be a story behind it. I know there's a story behind it. There's never like not a story behind it.
Because he's made of breadcrumbs and ketchup and hamburger. I don't know. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Bonzi Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. Look at that. Right to the end, right?
You did great.
Hey, I'm not hosting this. Well, I can't say it yet. It's a big party in April, and I'm hosting it.
Ooh.
You know what it is. No? It's outside. All right. Anyway, let's talk about your, what is it?
Are we talking about the retreat or are we talking about the casino night?
We can talk about casino night.
That would be great.
That's great.
Yeah. So, Lacey, you want to take it away?
Yeah. So, we are part of the Leadership Lake Havasu of 2026, and it is a fun night out. We're calling it the Casino Night for a Cause. We have game tables for poker, blackjack, craps, right here in Lake Havasu. We will have three bars set up, so plenty to drink, and food will be included. We have hors d'oeuvres by Chagrus, and they are also providing desserts. Javelina Cantina kind of helped us out with our costs on that, so shout out to Chagrus and Javelina Cantina for that. There will be raffle items. We still need some raffle items. I'll let Maddie talk a little bit about that. But, yeah, if you like having fun, if you want to help the community, this is something that you absolutely need to join.
Do you want to talk a little bit about where that money goes?
Yeah, so this is a fundraiser for CFEL. So it is the Chamber Foundation of Education and Leadership. It is to help paid interns like Brandy over here. So with Primerica, she has an intern. This helps all of the students that are, you know, at the high school and in this community stay in the community and have some of that work experience before going out and just being released into finding a job after high school.
You know, from our discussion off the air, I just thought of a really good breakout session.
Oh.
How to incorporate an intern into your business. No, it is a challenge.
That's actually a really great
one.
Yeah,
it is a challenge. It's an outside-the-box opportunity for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, getting creative with your workload.
You know, don't give
reasons
them...
Reasons why you have interns.
Don't give them the Windex and a roll of paper towels and say, go to work. You know?
Yeah.
No, give them actual... You know, tasks, things to do. So, did we accomplish all we set out to accomplish?
I think Maddie has some things to share, and then I wanted to go back to Brandy.
Yeah. So actually, like Lacey was saying, the interns will work 30 hours. They earn funds from that. We're still looking for sponsors for our event. Sponsoring will not only benefit the kids in the community, but will also benefit your business. We do a lot of advertising and marketing for this event. Sponsorship tiers include all the way from $250 to $5,000. We're also looking for raffle items for the event. Those items can be dropped off at Mile Markers or First Savings Bank. So we got drop off on both ends of the town here. So our current sponsors include already A&B Propane, like you mentioned before here, Bunker Bar, Chagrus Group, Javelina Cantina, Nexa Mortgage, Vertical IT, Campbell, Ready Mix, Shaver's Doors, First Savings Bank, and Purely Balanced Beauty.
This one's underrated right here.
You guys did great. There's more than...
Gen Z, okay?
More than I'm just saying, there's more than meets the eye right there. So that, good job, Maddie.
Thank you.
Brandy, and one of the things that I think is important that we note is, like, those intern opportunities are amazing. And, Brandy, I know that you host an intern right now, and with all the things that you guys do at Primerica, do you want to share a little bit about that for you and some of the services that you're providing before we take off?
Yeah, definitely. Having an intern is really fun because it does give us a chance to teach them what it means to have a job in financial services. A lot of people think, oh, I'm just investing, oh, I'm just doing this. No, we are building relationships with people to help them plan out their whole futures, to help them figure everything out from now all the way till they retire and leaving a legacy. And so it allows us that opportunity to give them an education so that they can learn, how do I do this? What exactly does it take? What are the licenses I have to get? How do I apply them? What do we do? That sort of thing. Our big goal, really, and even here in Lake Havasu, is bringing financial wellness to the community. And we do it through offering a lot of free webinars, events. You talk about, you know, you can't become a part of our women's event. We did a event last year called Women, Wine, and Wealth, specifically for women. Well, this year we changed it to Whiskey, Wine, and Wealth. So that way we can get the guys involved and all of that too. And it's just offering free opportunities for families to learn, how do I save? How do I get out of debt? How do I figure out this money thing? Because people don't know how money works. And that's what we're trying to do here. And so we have, like I said, a lot of free webinars, free workshops, all of that for people to attend.
Nice. Very nice.
How do they get a hold of you?
Yes.
Yeah, you can give me a call. My number is 760-502-9762. Our office is right on McCulloch at 2156, so you can always just stop by and say hi and come by and give us a chat.
All right, perfect. Excellent. And Primerica, did you explain what Primerica is?
So
I always thought you were a bank.
No, we're not. We're actually the largest financial services company in North America because we allow people to come in and start part-time. So we're independent contractors with them. So we're licensed in insurance and investments and in mortgages, and it's really about full financial planning is what we do. So we're very, like I said before, we're very educational-based.
I think one of the things that I found the most beneficial, like, they're also fiduciary.
Yes,
we are. And so if you're looking for a fiduciary, that's one of the most important things that I found that was so valuable, because it's hard to find.
Yeah, and the fiduciary part, what that means is I have to put my client's interest first. I have to make sure that their interest comes first. Otherwise, they can come get my license and go after that. So that's a really big deal. And being here local, I think, is huge. And what I'm finding, especially with small businesses, we need to bring this to all of the businesses so they can give it to their employees as a free service of helping them figure all this out.
Wow, my head's going to explode. Is that what you do? Mind blown?
Yes.
That's it. I'm trying to get more Gen Z, but it's really rough being a boomer, right? I mean, I still text in paragraphs.
One finger.
You saw that. Good. Wow. She's observant, too.
She's calling you out.
Well, I'm gonna impart some wisdom here, and it's my favorite saying. And you're all kind of here on the radio, and this is my comfort zone, but not yours. Life begins at the edge of your comfort zone.
Yeah,
all right.
Very true.
You always remember those moments too. So, right?
Yeah. Yes,
there you go. Like you can put that in the retreat.
You got it. And I've already taken notes. Bourbon and business.
I framed that and put it over Terry Tomlinson's door, so when people went into the office, they saw it like, uh-oh.
So if I get any other questions from the men in the community about what I'm doing next, we're going to think about that one.
Yeah, bourbon and business?
Bourbon and business.
Okay. All right. Back with more in a moment. It's a little Jump by Van Halen. Of course, that's rock and roll. And Marissa June's choice always is Van Halen most of the time. Anyway, CEO Ashley Wood on the way from River Cities United Way. I'm sure she's knee-deep in taxes right now with Vida, right?
Yep.
You're going to talk about how you can get your taxes done for free. I think she just cut my music for some reason.
Oh.
I told you there's a sync problem, right?
Uh-huh.
Not the no sync, but
yeah.
S-Y-N-C. All right. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, and welcome back to Speak Out. Having a little issue with, what's his name, Tim, who's the CEO of Apple, do you remember?
Oh, goodness, I'm not sure.
Not Steve Jobs, obviously, but one of the Steve Jobs machines having an issue right now. So, anyway, Ashley Wood is our guest from River Cities United Way, and she's the CEO. And Speak Out brought to you in part by, of course, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Had you been on since they were a sponsor?
For the Western Regional?
Western Arizona Regional Medical Center.
No, they are not. Yeah, I would say they're not one of our sponsors.
No, they're one of our sponsors.
For you, yes.
Yeah, that's
yes,
what I'm
yes.
saying. Have you been on since?
No.
Yeah.
No, no. I'm excited for you. That's good.
It's called migration, right?
Oh, that's right.
Sponsor migration.
That's right. We cover a lot of areas.
No, I'm talking about merging two shows into one. So, anyway, also by Springberg Wealth Management, by the chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, SamsGuns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, Doritas Place, and Legacy Rehab and Care. And I said before you came in, I bet you're knee-deep in Vida.
Oh, you know it.
I knew it. You can't really talk to Ashley until, like, April 16th?
Well, actually, you can't talk to Carol unless you're talking to her about taxes in our office. She has been diligently making sure she's training volunteers, servicing the clients for any of their questions, as well as making sure our tax returns are flowing back out to our clients and getting those answers taken care of. In fact, she says, Ashley, make sure you remind them, because we've had people coming in left and right, calling nonstop. And one of the things is we want to make sure we let everybody know we do cut off accepting tax returns on April 6th. Everything in order for us to make sure we're trying to meet the deadlines. So, you know, the sooner you get in, the easier it is for us to try to make sure we're assessing and getting those returned out. And you know, thank you for everybody for being patient, because you know, we do rely on volunteers to provide these services in both our Kingman and Lake Havasu offices. And our volunteers have been amazing in just being diligent in showing up, but also in being cognizant of what those clients need, having those conversations. And we even have grab-and-go gifts in the front entry. And they're, when I say gifts, they're items that we have received that have been donated to us, just little hygiene items, household items. And so our clients, as they come in to get their taxes prepared and drop those off, they've been very much enjoying those items in the front lobby as well, because we want to make sure it's not just about doing the taxes, but we work with these local businesses. Like Unisource has provided us light bulbs and night lights, and we've worked with face masks because, you know, there are some that are still required in some of the medical practices, depending on if there's a cold going around. So we want to make sure we just make it as easy as possible for everybody to get the care that they need.
There's a reason why you have amazing volunteers.
Yes.
You treat them right,
yes,
and they know what the scope of their volunteerism is right when they walk through the door.
Absolutely.
There's nothing worse than volunteering for an organization and not knowing what you're going to be doing.
Oh, yes.
When you get there, you're like, why am I here?
Yes, we and they go through the IRS. They get certified through the IRS for the training. So it's very inclusive and detail-oriented, and it goes at the skill set of what the person feels they're interested in pursuing.
Right, absolutely. Tell people how they can or what they need to do to have you do their taxes for free.
Well, I would definitely encourage them to reach out to our Kingman and Lake Havasu offices. In Kingman, we are doing that on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 2 p.m. And in Lake Havasu, we've got that from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. So those are, you know, in based off the circumstances, I don't want to say one way or another you have to bring these items, because everybody's financial situation is different. But we definitely will need a Social Security card as well as identification and whatever your most recent income. That's a good starting point so that we can have those discussions, because sometimes people have tax credits, some people have investments, and the one requirement being that they're under $84,000 in order to get those tax returns done. Because we do see a lot of people and their financial situation changes from one year to the next. So, you know, we do want to make sure we're cognizant of the services and what the requirements are.
Do you, how does that work? I mean, you're obviously not hiring CPAs to help people do their taxes. Is this some sort of software that United Way has?
Yeah, the IRS provides the VITA software, so it goes through TaxSlayer is the software that they use to prepare them. But the IRS provides the extensive training and hands-on. So you're vetted through the IRS, and then also we do the review and in onboarding for the volunteers as well. So they'll provide them with certificates too. So if they need that for any kind of recognition, or it's neat to have the certificate directly from the IRS.
What is the right now? What would you say? You know, you've been there a year, right?
I've been in my position for 1 year, but 19 years.
No, I know you were 19 years with them. And but this is like an anniversary, right? You get to Debbie Pennington was there a long time in where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be a little different now. The scope, your goals, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Is everything going to plan for Ashley?
So yeah, actually we have, and I'm glad you prefaced that, because there's been quite a few changes over the last year. We're always trying to be well aware and on top of donor dollars, sponsors dollars, and community requests and needs. One of the things we had discussed that our cavity free program, I know I've mentioned that one in the past with you. We have opted to reevaluate the structure of that because of the limited volunteers. And in the scope of that program wasn't necessarily volunteer driven. It was more in finding the right skilled set individuals. So we are, going to reevaluate, that partnership and hopefully reignite that one. But we did just kick off our Ride United program earlier this month, and that is transportation access. Now, I want to make sure I stress that doesn't mean that if you call me at River Cities United Way, I'm going to be able to offer you a ride or give you a voucher directly. What this means is we are onboarding local organizations because we did receive grant funds to be able to help out with Lyft services.
Mm.
Yeah. So this will help, you know, enforce that the workforce for drivers to hopefully help boost their rider capacity, as well as provide a service for clients in need, so those at-risk individuals. And that Ride United program, we just recently onboarded Clothes Closet, Mile Markers, and we are having discussion with Child and Family Resources as well. What this is a transportation service that will be offered to the clients based off of the parameters set in the grant. What that includes could be health, education, legal services, housing, those sort of things. But in order for an agency to be eligible to partner with us, we set up an onboarding. We go through setting them up as a partner through the program. And then we discuss what their unique needs are, because, as I mentioned, Clothes Closet to Mile Markers and even Child Family Resources, very, very different scopes and very different needs. So these vouchers could be something that will help provide services for their clients or also for them to be able to help those individuals in the community better. And so that's what we're trying to do, is really strengthen what those programs are that we partner with.
It's funny you said Clothes Closet when you did. I was incorporating Clothes Closet into a question, and now I don't remember what I was going to ask you, but you work very closely with them, don't you?
Yes, very close.
She's an amazing, I'm blanking.
Christine and Lindsay over there.
Christine and Lindsay.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Christine.
Wonderful
lady. She's
going
to be so mad at me, but talk show hosts have this thing we call buffering.
Uh-huh.
When you put this headset on, it's not a normal thought process. It does something to your brain.
It does.
So, anyway, you have fundraisers coming up too, right?
I do.
I know you got one that Marissa's really excited about.
I know. And the first one that we have coming up is on April 4th. We just sent out reminders to our volunteers from last year. That is our Day of Caring in Kingman, Arizona. We meet in the Foothills Bank parking lot, which is also the River Cities United Way location there in Kingman. And we start at 7:30 in the morning for check-in, and teams go out into one of the 14 zones and do community cleanup. We also have a lot of other community improvement projects that happen during that time. And we really try to make sure the community is something we are enjoying, and we keep it beautiful. So Kingman is one of our service areas on April 4th. That is a free event that we would love for any volunteers in that area that would like to reach out. Please give me reach out to me directly at ashley@rcuw.org, and then I can get you the volunteer form sent over so we can get you signed up with one of the teams. In May, on the 15th, we will be having Slider Safari.
That's the one.
Yes. That's going to be so
Sorry
much fun.
That.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
Slider Safari will be at London Bridge Beach, and this one is going to be from 4 to 8 p.m. and it's going to feature just sliders and slides. And I want to say we do have live entertainment by Chucky Bumps and the Crocodiles, so I am so excited to hear them and enjoy my beach festivities with
nice.
The community. But also, the main goal of this event is to raise $20,000 to help out with a food nutrition support programs or in combat food insecurity for residents. That will be tailored towards our Mojave County, because we do have sponsors already that have come in, including Unisource Energy, Foothills Bank, and Dot Foods. And these service all of Mojave County, just like what we do with River Cities United Way. So we are so grateful for trying to help support our local nutrition support programs. We just did a check distribution to Lake Havasu Community Food Bank, as well as also to the Kingman Area Food Bank.
Nice.
Yeah,
I like those guys.
Yes.
No, Kingman.
Oh, they're wonderful.
They had a program, and it was, I was on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
I think, what do you call it? The one that you order from, like on
Amazon.
Your phone?
Yeah.
They had
DoorDash.
No, they had a basket where you could just donate soup. You could donate whatever kind of dry food you want. You know, I'm gonna take a pallet of this, pallet of that, and donate it.
Oh, are you talking about when they do that with the mail and they pick it up? Because that's in
No. This was through the Amazon app.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know if they have it anymore though.
Now I'm gonna look.
But it was so easy to donate to the food bank using that. And
I like
and you probably get one. There's a name for it, and I can't remember what it is, but it's like a cupboard, but it's free to nonprofits, or it used to be. I don't know if they still do it.
That, it kind of reminds me of like.
Was there a guy, Roberto, is that what his name was over there, or is?
Well, there's Ryan up in Kingman Area Food Bank, yes.
Yeah, talk to Ryan about it.
I'll ask him, because I was going to say, that's kind of like, I know we just got a notice from Smith's for our quarterly donation, and we have 8 households right now that donate to River City United Way. I know we can target so many more.
Yes.
So if you shop at Smith's and you have not designated one of your Roundup, it's not even a Roundup, actually. Let me correct myself here.
You take the number that you scan at the end of the, you know, your Smith's points or whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it puts that in and says, oh, they donate part of their receipt.
Yeah, so it doesn't cost anything extra.
To River Cities United Way.
It doesn't. It's
right.
It's 0.5% of everything you spend on your groceries annually. If you designate to an organization, then they will receive that instead of it just going into,
It's not costing
corporate.
You any money,
no,
though.
No.
As a consumer.
It's passive money.
It's from, I believe it's from the store, right?
Yeah,
their giving foundation.
Exactly. Yeah. And I sat there and I thought, 8 households and what they are contributing. Could you imagine if I got 800? What we can do? Oh, so sign up today if you're not, and that's for a lot of the grocery stores. They do have that feature. And I hope everybody's supporting the local charities, because whether it's River Cities United Way or any of the local nonprofits, we're all in need of those dollars.
Right.
And that's also helping because it doesn't cost extra. And I want to just make sure I highlight and say thank you so much to Lunderbridge Rotary. They did have me come speak just recently and donated $500 to River Cities United Way. Last year when they had done the same, we were able to do the HIAC backpack program, where we helped out for Child and Family Resources for kindergartners.
Havasu Youth Advisory Council.
Correct.
I have to do all the acronyms for Tracy.
Yes.
Tracy gets a little, why are you talking in acronyms? I'm not. My guests do. I have to correct them.
Absolutely.
So, we got about a minute left.
Okay.
If you have anything else.
I would just say if anybody, I had a couple calls this week, and I am following up with those as we speak, in volunteers. I know there's a lot of people looking for volunteer opportunities, whether it's because of their SNAP requirements for food benefits, or if they're just trying to get involved in the community, please contact us at River Cities United Way. Our standard number is 928-855-6333. Please let us know and we can get you a volunteer application. We're also looking for in-kind donations. That Slider Safari event, waters. If anybody has bottled waters or cases of water, especially any of our clients that are coming in to get their taxes done, I would so greatly appreciate any cases of water donated, because those will be used for that Slider Safari event and help us with our fundraising efforts.
See, that's an Amazon idea right there.
Yes.
If you had that
As a wish list?
Yes.
I love it.
I think that is what it was. I think that's how they did it, was a wish list.
Okay, now I'm looking.
And it was pretty cool. It was very
Thank
cool.
Thank you.
All right, and we're going to go to our last break of the hour, and thanks for being here. We
Thank
appreciate
you. Thank
you
so much. I appreciate it.
Excellent. All right, Ashley Wood, River Cities United Way, and we'll have you back.
2 months, two days before Slider Safari.
Nice.
I know.
Nice. So on tomorrow's show, Carrie Hemme, we have her on, I wouldn't say tape, but we have her recorded. You know Carrie, right?
Oh, yes.
And she's going to be talking about Earth Day in Havasu.
Oh, I love
so
it.
So, folks, you want to tune in for that. And Carrie will tell you how, speaking of volunteer opportunities, what's the coolest thing a volunteer can get when they volunteer for River Cities United Way?
A gift, you mean?
Do you give an incentive? Like, here's your volunteer package.
I have lots of tailored volunteer packages. I love people knowing that they are appreciated.
Bag.
Absolutely.
Swag bag, yeah.
There's some cool ones.
See, that's what you want to mention. People always want swag.
Oh, I've got some.
They'll give you a week for good swag.
I even have surprises for Slider Safari.
Perfect. All right. I'm going to take this one right up to the top of the hour because I can.
There we go.
Right. Exactly. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out. I'm already talked about Carrie Hemme and Mike White and company talking about an amazing event, right? The Troop Box Convoy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's some fun.
Where they mail the care package,
yes.
Raising money to mail care packages to the troops. All right. We got to go. And back with more tomorrow on Speak Out.
Straight from the commercial Maytag washer assembly line. The Maytag commercial grade residential washer features a robust build that brings rugged durability to your home laundry room. Shop now at City Maytag and bring home the power of Maytag. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue, Suite 113. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Buying your first home shouldn't be a traumatic experience. At Mojave Mortgage, we'll explain the process and be there with you every step of the way. Even if you're credit challenged, we can help. We have low down payment options and even zero down programs. So before you count yourself out of the game, count on Mojave Mortgage, where we make first-time home buyers first-time homeowners. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com.
And MLS number 1830581.
Hi, I'm Ryan Bradley of Bradley Ford here in Lake Havasu City. Since 1991, my family and I have had the privilege of serving this community. My wife Gina and my daughter Summer and I believe a dealership should feel like family, because in a small town, that's what matters most. At Bradley Ford, it's not just about selling new and used vehicles from Ford Motor Company. It's about building relationships that last. It doesn't stop when you drive off the lot. Bradley Ford, where great deals, trusted service, and hometown values come together. From our family to yours, thank you for letting Bradley Ford serve you since 1991.
AMB Propane has been making propane hassle-free since 1990, with the largest service area in the business, stretching across Arizona, California, and Nevada, all while staying family-owned and operated. Request delivery, check your tank level, pay your bill, and track it all in real time. Right at AMBpropane.com. Propane made simple. No hidden fees, no headaches, just real people, real service. Delivered to your door. AMB.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.